Greetings, social media wombles. I'm sure you've heard the phrase that life is not a rehearsal. Well, it's not a rehearsal, but it's certainly one continuation of an event, or it's a series of events, one-to-one-to-one. Some of those events that you turn up to are actually configured and conforming to an event, a conference, a live performance. But you're moving yourself from A to B. You're making preparations to be somewhere for a certain time. Some of those places that you go to actually have schedules, whether it's a meeting of things that are going to happen in a sequence, on an agenda, or whether it's a conference programme, or you're following a timetable of some sort. Now, I'm off to Lincoln today to talk to a client about social media and social media footprint. In essence, to be able to take his profile to the different events that happen throughout his world, throughout his life, whether that's business, whether he needs it for personal, whether it's to be documenting his practice, his world, his business, his life for legacy, or whether that legacy at some point becomes a useful source of data for putting together hearings, or putting together complaint procedures, or putting together news reports, or putting together presentations. Collecting those bits of data and knowing where they're going to be when you need them is the hardest thing, I think, of social media. I've discovered I've got loads of media that I take all the time, and I got very angry with myself for not publishing it. But actually, publishing is the end point of some media, but some events don't need to be published. Some events are there to pop up in your time hop every year. I have an app on my phone called Time Hop, and every day it looks through my Dropbox, my Google Drive, my Instagram, my Twitter, my Facebook, and it shows me what was happening 1 year ago, 2 years ago. And it's been really interesting to see that day by day. Some days across many years, I do very little. But then there are other periods of time where it all comes in one time, and that I've got 8 or 9 years of different things that have happened to me on the same day. And I find that very grounding. And gives me a position to look forward to the future. So that event today is me travelling. So wish things were rehearsal. I've been here at the train station far too early. I would love to be able to get on my bus, get off my bus, get my ticket, get my coffee, get onto the platform, wait a few moments for my train, step onto the train, sit down and continue. However, that's not always the case, and in this case I've got this 20 minute slot of standing on Long Eaton train station platform, which any platforms I find really curious places, because they are points of stasis. There are a point at which something is about to happen. There is nothing you can do because you don't want to miss it, but it is time to be able to put aside some of those things you might need to do. The same photograph from a train station, maybe not go down every single time, but are there elements of that train station that you can snap that change different in different seasons, that can be changed, that you can have a feature of that place to give a marker to your audience? Is there possibly a media piece that you can make, whether that's using Snapchat to just do a piece to camera, or like I'm doing now, just firing up your favourite podcasting app and just doing a bit of a recap on audio, which is what this is. So I hope 2017 is unfolding nicely for you. Don't forget, do get in touch at PCM Creative on Twitter. I am trying to start my YouTube presence, so please, if you are a YouTuber, please go to PCM Creative YouTube channel and subscribe, please. And then I will boo you later.